name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints, and we'd like to start by giving you our condolences, first and foremost, to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, and then secondly, to the nation, the noble nation, and the people of Iran, and thirdly, to all the revolutionaries who are out there at the martyrdom of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, who was a great hero for everyone, and not just even revolutionaries. We have to say that he was a great hero for the camp of the oppressed. And we're going to be discussing about why he was assassinated today. Here in the studio today, we have with us Sayyid Mahdi from the Caribbean, and we have Sheikh Ali from the US and a deaf to America. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So I'd like to open up the discussion. I mean, I know that emotions are very high one day, and it's strange as well. Sometimes you feel very happy, sometimes you feel very sad. It's a strange feeling that not only myself, but I think a lot of people are going through right now. And I'd like to start the discussion by asking, why did they assassinate, why did they target our great general?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani la'in ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My condolences and also congratulations to the Muslim Ummah, the nation of Iran. Above that, all the Maraji and the Islamic jurists of the Islamic world, and Rahbar Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who is the leader of the Muslim Ummah. Not to mention, the heart of the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, would be aggrieved right now. It would be sad right now to see that one of his loyal and faithful commander, a general, somebody who stood up for the cause of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, got ruthlessly martyred as a result of an airstrike, a drone strike by the great Satan America, the pharaoh of the time. And if we look at the reasons of the enmity and hatred towards General Qasem Soleimani, which we will be discussing in this program, It will be very clear, it will be crystal clear for our listeners why he was targeted. And the biggest reason, in my opinion, is his standing up and standing tall against the Pharaoh and the Yazid and the Nimrud of the time, America, and foiling so many of America's plots in this region,
right,
throughout the West Asia region, sometimes referred to as Middle East. All of their plans and plots, they were foiled. They were actually, they went bad, and they were made to fail because of the strategic planning and the courage of this great martyr, Shahid Qasem Soleimani. Along with him, I would like also to mention the martyrdom and the shahadat of Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, who was a great commander from the Iraqi side, and he was also resisting against the American hegemony in the region, especially in Iraq. And his role has been detrimental for American plans and American plots in the region. And he was with General Qasem Soleimani the day he was martyred,
right,
as a result of this airstrike. So we will talk more about the reasons later down the line, but our condolences, and at the same time, our congratulations.
Yeah.
Why do we congratulate?
That's why I wanted to ask. I mean,
right? Now, we need to understand what shahadat means, what martyrdom means in Islam.
Uh-huh.
What is the role of shahadat in this movement, in this entire divine movement of the Anbiya, the prophets, and the awliya and awsiya of prophets, and also the imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? What does shahadat and martyrdom hold? It has very high value in Islam, especially the Islam of Ahlul Bayt. If you know, 11 of our imams are martyred, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought Why were they martyred?
Right.
What is it that they were doing? What wrong did they do to the people of that time? Well, as we know that they were the perfect manifestation of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that they did not do anything wrong. Then why were they martyred? Well, the primary reason was because they stood up against the oppressors of their time.
They challenged
the status quo.
Yeah.
They challenged the hegemony of the oppressors and the evil powers of their time. And as a result, they were martyred. This martyrdom is nothing new for us. And this is something which is a source of pride for us, that we will keep working for the cause, the divine cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will keep working for the rights of the average and normal human beings living in different countries, all the oppressed. We will keep standing up for their rights, for their natural rights as a human being. And as a result of that, if the enemy of humanity, they want to take us out, so be it.
Bring it on.
Right? And right. This is something that the enemy fears the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They know that this person, he is uncontrollable. Hence, what are they left with? The only option that they have is to take him out, to kill him.
Yeah.
Right? And this is where a shaheed, he gets to his destination that he has been wanting to get to for the longest time. Same thing you see in Shaheed Qasem Soleimani. If you look at the video footages that are available out there on the internet, you know, although they're being blocked by the mainstream social media, and the mainstream media is not even showing those, but you look at that urge of shahada, the urge of martyrdom, and this is where Imam Ali alayhi salam, let me take you back in the history. When he got martyred, what did he say? At the time of his martyrdom, he's saying, after he got struck, Fuztu bi Rabbil Ka'ba.
Fuztu bi Rabbil Ka'ba.
Right? This means that today I have become successful by the Lord. You know, he swears by the Lord. Mm. By Allah, today I've become successful.
Allah.
So all of those accomplishments that Imam Ali alayhi salam had throughout his life, they're on one side. But when it comes to martyrdom, this is when that final statement comes out, that today I have been successful. So we can very comfortably say that today Shaheed Qasem Soleimani became successful in the real sense of the word. Mm-hmm. And this is where we congratulate the entire Muslim Ummah that we are continuing this legacy of martyrdom.
Before we I wanted to ask you about this, why he was assassinated. Before we come to that though, Sayyid Mehdi, if you could, what's your take on this whole balance between the tabriq and the tasliyat? Like, what? You congratulate people and you give them felicitations at the same time as you give them condolences. Why? What?
Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I'd like to start in this same token, of course, condolences on the martyrdom, the shahadat of Haj Qasem Soleimani. And again, congratulations, especially on the pure soul of Major General Qasem Soleimani, for attaining his lifelong desire to attain martyrdom. In one of the quotes from him, he says that, "I have searched mountains and valleys for martyrdom, but I have yet to gain it."
Right.
And so, again, congratulations on him for attaining this lifelong desire to reach martyrdom, which, of course, is not a blessing that everyone can achieve. I think Sheikh Ali quite eloquently, put it into perspective. Of course, on one side, you do have this feeling of happiness that, we have achieved martyrdom. And as he said, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he attains martyrdom, he says that finally I have been victorious. Martyrdom, right, being this sacrifice of yourself, of your loved ones, of whatever you have for the sake of the victory of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very divine and a very great position. It's a very great status. Of course, it is not given to those who are unworthy. But at the same time, of course, there is this feeling of pain and sadness when you lose a loved one, when you lose somebody who is very special. And as we will, talk about in our various programs on Qasim Soleimani, he was truly loved by the people. He was greatly admired and respected even by his enemies and his foes. And so, you know, this does cause a pain and sadness and grief among countless people all across the world.
This is the voice of Shahid Qasim Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
فوست و رب الکعبه رستگار شدم رستگار شدم پیروز شدم من رسیدم من بردم
By the Lord of Kaaba, I become prosperous. Prosperity means becoming victorious, reaching the goals and winning everything.
Welcome back to the studio. So this culture of martyrdom is definitely an inherent part of Islamic culture and the Islamic civilization and an Islamic society where we actually glorify those who have given their lives in the way of Allah. Obviously, the Quran, we have the verse of the Quran which says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ Do not think of those who are slain in the way of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive and they are sustained with their Lord. Now, it's funny because as Iran has responded to, well, at least done an initial kind of response, an initial slap to the enemies, to America, to the base in Iraq. And it's really funny to see how American politicians are scrambling, how they've created a media blackout, and they're trying to stop anybody from finding out how much damage we've actually done to them. They're terrified. And it reminds you of what happened back in 2006 when Hezbollah was facing Israel. They killed a few of the Zionists and they all scattered because giving their lives in their cause is nothing but greed and shame. So they don't have that passion of giving their lives or even fighting for that cause, whereas we have a solid, like, culture of martyrdom. Now, I'd like to ask this question. We don't have that much time left. Why? Why did they do this? And what was that all about? Why?
Right. So, we'll see. There are two sides of this coin, right? One is from the side of the General Qasim Soleimani and the likes. Why did they do what they did? And then the other side of the coin is what the enemies did and why did they do it? So, On this side, you know, the Quran is already telling us how the believers are, right? Mm-hmm. As we see that in Surah 33, the chapter 33 of Quran, verse number 23, it says, Among the believers are men, true to what they promised Allah.
Subhanallah.
Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow, and among them is he who awaits. So, see, if you look at this verse, it's already informing us that there are those men of Allah, the Rijalullah, who are ready to sacrifice all they have for this cause, for this movement, for the divine principles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Islam, to accomplish that justice-based society in the world. And on the other hand, again, you know, the Quran informs us that there are the Fir'auns of the time. The pharaohs, they are going to be standing up against these men of Allah. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be that fight between the right and the wrong, the righteousness and the falsehood. Now, what General Qasim Soleimani did was, you know, just a quick recap from 1980s, right? Right after the revolution, when Iran got attacked by the world powers through Saddam at the time, through Iraq, they attacked Iran. So General Qasim Soleimani, he had a very positive and a very strong role in that sacred defense. Uh-huh. So he fought that battle. He was right there, right? And we're talking like, what, 40 years ago? Correct? 40 years ago, he was doing what he was doing today, mm-hmm. just at a different scale. he gave America and its allies and its stooges tough time back in the day.
Right.
So they had been holding that grudge against General Qasem Soleimani, and he was on their target list all this time. Then in 2006 and 2008, you know, there were wars when Israel, the Zionist regime, attacked Palestine and Gaza, and then, you know, Lebanon as well. So when they attacked them, Qasem Soleimani actually went and worked with Hezbollah to do what? To push Israel back and defend Palestine and Lebanon both.
And they gave them a damn good thrashing
right
back then.
Now, then after the victory of the believers in that war, comes the ISIS. It was another pawn of America created to, you know, create, you know, disorder in this region and unrest in this region, planting bombs, you know, killing innocent people, kidnappings, all kinds of bad things, you know, even demolishing the religious sites, you know, all in the name of quote-unquote jihad.
Yeah.
So this fake jihad actually got uprooted, completely annihilated through who? By Qasem Soleimani.
Who's doing real jihad.
He was doing the real jihad, right? Now, America is seeing all this, and you can well see that they spent millions and billions on it to all these plans to succeed. But General Qasem Soleimani, who was, of course, working under the leadership of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, he foiled those plans. So, you know, at a surface level, I think this should suffice for our listeners to understand
right.
that why was he targeted, what was the reason behind his assassination, and what did America want to accomplish?
Dear listeners, Qasem Soleimani was a thorn in the side of the enemies, and that is pretty much why they just could not bear it, and they wanted to send shivers of fear into the Ummah and warn others who want to resist against them. But all it has done is backfired, and now the resistance has only grown. Inshallah, we'll see you next time.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please, don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.